Welcome back to a new episode of the Weekly Trash Recap Podcast. I'm Joe from B1029, and we have Schuyler from B1029 as we recap and discuss some of the big Hollywood news and gossip from the week of April 1st, 2024. First off, we're going to start with Jonathan Majors, which I'm not surprised in the slightest by this. But on Wednesday, April 3rd, a New York judge rejected the appeal by Majors' legal team in his case with ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari. They wanted the charges dropped, like thrown out. Really? He was found guilty on two misdemeanors. And well, we want those thrown out. No,
that's not how that works.
No. So.
Well, and do you think that they might have given him some grace or been a little bit more understanding or, you know, tried to make something work with him? Had he not doubled down?
Probably, because his sentencing is actually today as we record this podcast, April 8th. So, I mean, he could face up to 1 year in prison. I don't think he will. It'll be some sort of probation, I'm sure. I don't anticipate Jonathan Majors going to jail for a year.
No, he'll
get probation. It'll be a slap on the wrist, I guess. And then, you know, that's it. Do I anticipate we'll see him again in a show or on the big screen? Yeah, but it's going to be a little bit for like the stigma to wear off, and he's going to have to kind of, you know, either just take it and, you know, try and work on himself and, even do some good, maybe for, you know, women who are in abusive relationships. You know, I think that's the only way you're going to see him back. If he keeps playing the I'm the victim card, it's going to be a little bit longer till we see him, I think.
Exactly.
All right. Ashton Kutcher. So this is interesting, and I had forgotten about this, but Ashton Kutcher and Diddy are actually good friends. They've been friends for over 20 years.
Yeah.
A source tells the Daily Mail that Ashton is expecting a subpoena in the Diddy sex trafficking case. The source says, quote, regardless of Ashton's long history with him, Diddy, he has distanced himself from Diddy since Cassie's lawsuit, and even more so in the wake of the new ones. Also, Mila Kunis has not let him have any kind of contact with him either. If you've been friends with someone for, you know, the source says, you know, for 20 years, they're probably going to want to talk to you because you probably know some things or maybe heard some things or there's something there that could help them. I mean, that's a crappy situation to be in. You know, you're friends with someone and now they have their homes raided. There's all these lawsuits, you know, regarding sexual abuse, assault. It's not a good situation. And then obviously if he's distanced himself here in the last few months. Yeah. I mean, that's rough. I mean,
yeah, but
I mean, you want to do good. Obviously you can't lie to anybody because then you're in trouble. So it's like, yeah, I may have seen some things or I may know some things.
Well, what scares me is that this is now at least two very high profile public misconduct cases that he has been closely related to and even, you know, voiced support for Danny Masterson. It's like when, you know, maybe where there's smoke, there's usually fire. So maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis aren't the good people that they wanted us to think. And,
right. And when you
rub shoulders, yeah. When you're hanging out with people who do horrible things, there's only so far you can feign ignorance. Oh, I didn't know what they were doing. Ashton Kutcher's been pictured at Diddy's parties for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So
Well,
I think Ashton Kutcher is
ick. Yeah. I think there's going to be more names that come along with this. Cause I mean, it's Diddy.
Yeah.
I mean, he rubbed a lot of elbows with a lot of other A-list people. And
you know,
I mean, his career spans, I mean, we're talking like over 30 years.
Can I share with you? So I was discussing this with my mother. My mother is very, very knowledgeable in like Hollywood gossip. My mom's kind of famous on Twitter because of her hot takes. She's been blocked by more than a few Real Housewives.
Oh, okay.
shout out to my mom on Twitter or X, whatever. So she and I were discussing this, and I'm, like I said, I'm ick about the whole thing. And anyone who's ever crossed paths, I'm looking at you for an explanation or a confession or something. And mom says, makes you wonder though, because wasn't R. Kelly and Diddy kind of friends back in the day too? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you know, I think you're right. She says, I wonder if maybe R. Kelly gave up some names in prison to shorten his sentence.
I'm sure, you know what, we talked about that on the last podcast. Is that
yes,
very well could
she
be.
She was all in on it. I'm like, you know what? We suspected this too. You're totally right. I wonder if it's going to come out that R. Kelly maybe rolled over.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, he was going away for a long time. And yeah. I'm sure that, yeah, I mean, it look, if it does come out, I would not be surprised if R. Kelly was the one that, you're right, gave up Diddy's name and maybe some others we don't know about yet. But I think that with Diddy now being, you know, involved in a sex trafficking case like this, there's going to be more names. I mean, look, we already had Cuba Gooding Jr. named in a lawsuit that his name is somehow tied to this a little bit. From a lawsuit that got redone, putting his name in it. And now Ashton Kutcher may be expected to be subpoenaed over this. I mean, look, there's been rumblings that, you know, there's going to be more names that come along with this. And it's just going to be, look, I feel like if you've been friends with Diddy and.
Yeah, people are
gonna
start looking
going
at
on.
Yeah,
yeah, I have a feeling they're like, oh, no. So, yeah, look, this is far from over.
Oh, for sure.
All right. So we talked about this last week on last week's episode, Lizzo's I quit comment on Instagram, which she had a statement about, you know, being dragged by everyone, being the butt of every joke, and finished her statement with the words I quit, which some took as like, is she like done? But you, Shyla, were like, no, I don't think she's done. I think she's just done with the negativity. Well, you're right, because she followed up a few days later with another video saying, quote, I just need to clarify, when I say I quit, I mean, I quit giving my negative, I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting with people. So you're right. She's not quitting music. She's just done with the negative energy and attention that she's been getting lately from that stems from the lawsuits of the three backup dancers. That's
this
still
was
going
her way.
On.
Yeah, this was her way of a PR push.
Right. Yeah.
Because just the way it was phrased, if you are done giving the negative energy any attention, if you are done acknowledging false claims or whatever it is you say you're doing, you don't say I quit. You say specifically, I'm not gonna let you guys keep me down. I'm not giving any acknowledgement to these allegations because they're false. If that's what it is, no, this is a this was like a trial of are there people sick of me kind of thing. I think she was like, it's like when someone posts on Facebook, like, I'm taking a social media break. Selena Gomez on Instagram, I'm taking a social media break. But then they're back like 2 days later. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. So you're not taking a break.
No, you took like just, you know,
you just wanted people to say, no, don't go.
Right. Yeah. It was just kind of gauging. Am I still relevant? Hang on a minute. Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, if you're going to take a break, I mean, be gone for a while. Don't just be gone for a couple days and, hey, everyone, new picture.
Or at least do it. I mean, this would have been such a great opportunity for her to say, like, psych, here's a new album. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was hoping was going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, the court case with her and the three backup dancers is still on. So we'll be also watching that as well. Okay, I don't know how many more chances we can give Morgan Wallen. But Morgan Wallen was arrested Sunday night in Nashville after allegedly throwing a chair off a six-story roof of Eric Church's bar and nearly hit two Nashville police officers.
Thank goodness. I mean, thank goodness it was close to those cops and not on the cops or on people. Because Nashville's busy.
Yeah.
There's always someone like waiting to get into a bar, walking to another bar. Like,
I mean, dude, I feel like if you were one of Morgan Wallen's PR team or just whoever, you just need to be like, sit him down and be like, look, you may be one of the most popular country artists right now, but you continue to do this stuff, it's not going to last much longer.
Well, like, he clearly has a problem.
Oh, he does. He does have a problem. And it's, you know, he does
like doing that.
Right.
Sorry.
No, I mean, look, he had the racial slur thing. Mm-hmm. He, you know, okay, I'm sorry. All right. Okay. And then you do something else. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. Okay. And then you go and do it again. It's like,
yeah.
How many times are you going to say you're sorry?
I mean,
because
you
keep doing it.
I don't like speculating about other people's like addiction issues because I don't think that that's anybody's place. It's a very sensitive subject to a lot of people anyway. And as it should be, it is a very sensitive subject. But like problematic behavior, if you are producing nothing but problematic behavior as a direct result of you abusing a substance,
mm-hmm.
at his big age, he is 30 years old.
Yeah. It's,
30 I mean, years it's, old. I'm in my 30s. I'll be 33 at the end of the month. And sure, do I still drink? Do I still have, you know, maybe sometimes have a little too much? Sure. I don't throw things off of buildings. I don't get into fights. I don't say racial slurs or any kind of ugly words like that. It's like, grow up, man. If you have a problem and you cannot separate your crappy behavior from you letting loose and having, you know, have a couple drinks and have a good time, when you're acting like that, like a frat boy, what are you doing? It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
And the weird part is that Morgan Wallen has a song with Eric Church called Man Made a Bar. And it happened to be at Eric Church's Chiefs bar is where he did the set. Yes.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I'm sure Eric is just fuming. If I were Eric Church.
That song has a whole new meaning now.
And he's going to laugh it off. Like, I feel like he's just going to laugh it off. Like, the next concert, he's going to do that song.
Okay. Here's the weird thing. Now that you say that. So, according to the affidavit, this is according to WKRN in Nashville. Witnesses reportedly told officers that they were standing next to Wallen and saw him, quote, pick up the chair, throw it over him, laughing afterward. And so the Metro Nashville PD have on their Twitter X page, country artist Morgan Wallen, 30, was booked early today on three counts of felony reckless endangerment, one count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct for throwing a chair from the rooftop of Chiefs Bar Sunday night. The chair landed on Broadway, close to two officers. His bond, which he did post for $15,250. If this is his mugshot, it's him smiling. Like, it looked like he's just posing for a picture. Like, hey, yeah, it's me, Morgan Wallen. It's like, dude.
Are you joking?
If that's really the mugshot,
I bet they didn't even, like, take him in and get a photo. Because I wonder if you're that. Wait, no. It looks like it was. He is. He does. He looks like he's just posing for a picture.
Yeah, this is great, man. It's like, are you kidding me? Do you just want your career to end? Are you just done?
I don't. And here, I don't know. I don't love his music. I don't hate it, but I don't actively listen to it because I think he's a problematic person and I don't want to give him even a few cents from a stream.
Right.
I appreciate that he had made donations and really acted remorseful for saying the racial slurs a couple years ago, but clearly you haven't learned from anything and you're just going to keep acting like a jack wagon. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not funny. I don't know how many more chances country artists, the country music genre gives him, but at some point it's gonna be like, you know what, dude, you're just done. We're tired. Oh,
yeah.
Of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So this is interesting. The Barbie movie, you've seen the Barbie movie, right?
I actually have not.
Oh my. Okay.
I know.
Okay. But you know what the central theme of the movie was, right?
Oh yes. I know.
Okay. So, you know, one of the biggest movies of last summer, the central theme was something that really caught people off guard, which I think is why it was so huge. It wasn't just your typical run-of-the-mill, hey, it's Barbie, let's be funny. It was funny, but it had the central theme of just women and their place in the world. And so that didn't sound right, right? I didn't mean it sound like that. It's just how women are perceived.
No, of course. Yes.
Listen to this man and mansplain how women should be in the world. I said that. I'm like, wait, that didn't sound right. No, the central theme of the movie was how women are perceived in the world and how they are, you know, much more than just, you know,
something to look at.
Yes. Yeah. There's much more to them.
Yes.
But anyway, so Shakira talked to Allure. She had a new interview with Allure. And one of the questions that was asked was, because it was such a huge film, the person doing the interview for Allure just asked, hey, did you see Barbie? What'd you think of it? Because I have to ask. And so she says that her sons hated it.
What?
She says, quote, they felt that it was emasculating, and I agree to a certain extent. She goes, quote, I'm raising two boys. I want them to feel powerful, too, while respecting women. She goes on to explain that pop culture's attempts to empower women, but, quote, without robbing men of the possibility of to be men to protect and provide. She goes on to say, quote, I believe in giving women all the tools and trust that we can do it without losing our essence, without losing our femininity. I think that men have a purpose in society and women have another purpose as well. We complement each other and that complement should not be lost. I can see where she's coming from. I don't think that Barbie was meant to emasculate men. I think it was just to call awareness to that, you know, sometimes, you know, women are kind of treated like this, like, hey, you're just a pretty thing to look at. And not to say that all men are doing that. It's just to kind of, as far as a global perception, you know, it is changing. It's not changing at probably the pace that everyone would like to see it. But I will say that I don't think that Barbie was meant to be like, well, men just suck.
No, and if you... And forgive me, because this might come across a little like hypo or like hyper feminist, but like it's mm-hmm. which no, I'm going to. It's fine. It's if you watch the Barbie movie and you feel that's a cop out saying that, oh well, as a man I felt emasculated, then you didn't get it. If you didn't get it, then just say that. Mm-hmm. Or it's beyond my comprehension. I clearly have some more growth to go through before I can really truly accept and respect the message and the tones of this movie, because this movie has been praised critically, commercially. Like it is like it's I don't know if we'll ever see anything like it again. It's been such a cultural movement. And
for someone to use such an iconic pop culture icon like Barbie to push that, because for the longest time, Barbie was just the pretty doll that every girl wanted to play with. But Barbie has, but as you see Barbie kind of evolve, especially in the last, 20 years, I mean, Barbie's shape is different. Barbie's skin color is different. Barbie's careers have changed. Yeah. Barbie is not, it's not just the pretty, hey, Barbie in this pretty outfit, Barbie in this pretty outfit. No, Barbie, Barbie's a working woman. Barbie is a successful woman. Barbie is not the, slender, what every girl should think they need to aspire to. No, Barbie's body shape has changed too in the last few years, to be a little bit more proportionally correct to an average woman.
Yeah. It's if you didn't get it, and I understand that, because I've seen enough of the clips and the takes. I'm not emotionally ready to watch Barbie, even as far away from it as we are. I know it's going to be an emotional experience for me. And I know that I have to sit down and really dedicate time to not only watching it, but then recovering from it. You should take this opportunity to teach young boys how to deal with those big feelings of, well, I made me feel like I'm bad because I'm a boy, and there's a lot of complicated feelings there, the message of the movie is not men are bad, women are good. Mm-hmm. It's men don't get it. Men don't understand what women go through and how we have to be everything and nothing all at once.
Right.
And thank you for proving the point that men don't get it. And I'll give grace to young men and young children for not getting it, because those are big feelings. Those are big emotions and complicated issues to understand. Mm-hmm. But as a man, if you don't get it, talk to the women in your life. Ask them how they feel about the Barbie movie and actually listen to them and see what you're not getting. Because if you feel emasculated by it or intimidated by it or even hurt by it, figure out why. Because it's not you necessarily. It's society. Plus, it was so politically polarizing. It's like, You weren't allowed to like the movie if you wanted to be a man's man. It's just a movie. I'll just enjoy the entertainment. And if you get the issues that it's speaking on, good for you. That says a lot about your growth and who you are as a person. I would feel safe with you if you understand it. And I think that's the most important piece of it, is in order for women to feel safe, that's what I've seen. A lot of girls have put that on their Tinder bio or Hinge profiles. Or what did you think of the Barbie movie? And if they don't respond with an actual thoughtful answer, or I haven't, whatever, then they don't talk to them.
Yeah. No, look, when my wife and I watched it, it was wow, this is,
it's deeper than we expected.
And that's why I think it was so successful. It wasn't just, a goofy movie with a great cast. There was a central theme and message to it. And look, I didn't feel emasculated by it. It's just, it just brought attention. I guess that is kind of true. You're right. That's not saying that all men are just, bunch of masculine, testosterone driven men that, just need to be men. No, that's not what it's saying. It's just look, women have a place in this world too, and they can be just as successful as anybody else.
Yeah.
And when you hear the term mansplain, that's also kind of another theme of this too, because Will Ferrell, his character kind of is almost like the guy that, you know, like the mansplain, like, you just need to go over there and just, you know, do your thing. Just leave it to us. We'll handle it. Like,
well, yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Doesn't have to be that way.
And I'm sorry, but like to say that like men didn't have like Ryan Gosling. I know that Margot Robbie is the star of the show, but I'm Just Ken is a masterpiece. Oh,
it is. He performed it at the Oscars.
His performance in the, because I've seen the clip in the movie and I've seen the performance at the Oscar. Mm-hmm. Like he's done such a magnificent job.
Right.
With just that little piece that I've seen, kudos to him too, because it was so funny. I loved it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but look, I understand where kind of Shakira is kind of coming from, but I wouldn't say it was emasculating. I don't think they quite got the central message.
For her as a mom of boys.
Yeah, I mean, look, for some, especially, how do you put this? For some women, especially heterosexual women, mm-hmm. look, you know, like my wife, for example, you know, there are some things she just wants me to do because I'm just the guy. You know, like, look, you're the husband. You take care of these certain things. That's how just she feels. But look, God forbid I try to mansplain something to her, you know?
Yeah.
Because I mean, she is just as capable of doing a lot of the same things as I am. And if I try to, you know, mansplain it or take over, I mean, she's going to let me know, like, hey, I've done this before too. Like I am. And look, one of the examples is like, she can put in an electrical outlet. And that's like, you know, for whatever, you know, for the, like the last, how many years, you know, electrician, that's a man's job. You know, that's just culture. But yeah. I do not trust myself electricity. My wife, she's like, yeah, I'll put in that socket. She's done some wiring in our house. And
look at you, girl. Heck yeah.
I know, that's the thing. So, you know, just she can very well do a lot of the things that some, you know, things are have been over the last, you know, culturally a man's thing, you know. No, my wife can do it too.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. So yeah, I don't Barbie was not meant to be emasculating, not to say men suck. It's just to say, like, hey, you know, we can do it if not better than men can.
Yeah.
But don't put us as this, you know, just to look pretty. We're not that anymore. Yeah, exactly. We like to look pretty, but we can also be this.
Yes.
Also, before we get to our final loss story, this broke while we were talking about Shakira and Barbie. Jonathan Majors was sentenced to 1 year of domestic violence counseling. This is from CBS News.
Oh, okay.
If he violates any terms of the sentencing, he faces a year in jail. So he's not going to get jail time at this time. But he is going to be sentenced to 1 year of domestic violence counseling. And the judge also granted a full protective order against Jonathan's ex, Grace Jabari, as well. So if he violates any terms of that, he will face a year in prison or in jail.
Wow. So
we predicted no jail time, but I mean, we were right on that one.
Yeah. So. We saw that coming.
All right, finishing up with our WAS story. I sometimes am a little skeptical about this, but when I hear it, and I'll try and play the clip for you as well. I almost like, oh, maybe. So there's been some rumors that J-Lo didn't actually do a lot of her singing. I think we talked about this in a previous episode. So
yeah, I've heard that rumor.
There's a singer by the name of Natasha Ramos, and she claims that she was hired to do a reference track for Jenny from the Block. Excuse me. And so she's on TikTok, And she says, so I recorded it for her. She loved it. They said they wanted to keep me on there and sing background vocals for some of the songs on the album. So then she goes on to say that, quote, I am convinced they turned her background vocals all the way down because it sounds almost identical to the reference track that she did. The laugh you hear on the song is my laugh. The person saying from the Bronx, that's my voice.
What?
So she's claiming that she was most of the vocals. Yeah. But I mean, you hear that and you're like, oh, that, I mean, look, people can sound like other people. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah. Are we sure that she's not like an impressionist?
Yeah. That's the other thing too. I'm just like, well, I mean, sounds identical to Jenny from the Block.
That's so suspicious.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, could it be her? I mean, if I'm J-Lo, I'm kind of doing damage control at this point.
Well,
because
remember,
she's already rebranded her tour to a greatest hits tour because ticket sales were not the best. But then you got this, you know, this singer Natasha Ramos coming out on TikTok saying, no, a lot of the vocals are me. It's not J-Lo.
I mean, oh, I don't know. Because remember, people had said before that it was Aaliyah.
Yeah. There's been so many rumors that it's been several different people that have actually, you know, been the vocals and we thought were J-Lo all this time. And some are saying it's not. I don't know. Maybe we just got to get J-Lo in this. Like, all right, J-Lo, start singing. Let's hear it.
Yeah. I know.
I know.
It could be.
That's the thing. It's just like, ugh. You don't want to discredit her, but at the same time, you're like, well, I mean, you could also just be a really good J-Lo impersonator. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, because there is such thing as like tribute shows and tribute artists. You know, it could be that.
Right.
She's just trying to make this a thing when it's not, but I don't know. That's pretty
I don't know. It's just,
She's real good if it's an impression.
Oh yeah. And if it really is her that on the track, it's like, oh man, this is not good. Not good for J-Lo.
Well, I guess the real question is like if that's her on the track and it has been for all these years, did she not have like in the deal to get any kind of like royalties or credited?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what deal did she strike? Because, you know, she signed whatever she signed and, you know, she didn't look it over properly, then you're kind of SOL.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, she could say all she wants, but if she, you know, if she tries to say, oh, well, no, I mean, I'm entitled. Well, then they just pull out the contracts. Like, well, you signed it right here. We can do all of this. Oh, I mean, that's a shady thing if that was the case. But again, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, it's true.
So I don't know. I guess you have to go see J-Lo and see if she just lip syncs or if she actually sings or what.
Oh, I don't know.
I know. It's such a cringy place to be because you don't want to discredit somebody. But at the same time, like, but really? You know, you're going to come out 20 years later and say, nope, that's actually me.
But yeah.
This is not the first person to come out and say this. Like you said, Aaliyah, there's been rumors that it's been Aaliyah as the actual voice.
Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, it's there's so many rumors, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Weekly Trash Recap Podcast. As we recap and discuss some of the big Hollywood news and gossip from the week, you can listen to all of our episodes at B1029.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. For Shyler, I'm Joe from B1029, and this is our last episode. I know. Shocker.
Yay! Well, yep. It's been fun.
It has been fun. It's been a lot of fun. So for those that don't, like, wait, what? We appreciate you guys listening and tuning in as we recap. So as Shyler and I are working as of the recording of this podcast, for the same company. The company that owns us has decided to divest. This was an announcement that was made months ago. And so Schuyler's Radio Group is going to one company. I'm going to another. So here in the next several weeks, we're going to be competitors, kind of.
Friendly competitors.
Yes, there you go. Friendly competitors. So look, Schuyler and I will still stay in touch, but obviously we can't be on the same stuff anymore because she'll be for one company, I'll be for another. And unfortunately, that's just business. That's just how it is. So it's been fun, Schuyler. I'll miss doing this with you, but who knows? Maybe down the road, we'll come make a comeback tour. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can reunite for the Taylor Swift concert in Indianapolis.
There we go. There we go.
Come back for one episode only for
one episode only.
What you're doing at the Taylor Swift concert.
Well, for Schuyler, I'm Joe from B1029. We will maybe talk to you again soon.